From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Time to jump into these DMs that we've been getting. Anything you guys send us goes to Deepa as well.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, the first one comes from a high school math teacher named Lex. My coworker and I were talking after school about how today was just a really rough day with our students, and sometimes I feel like they forget that teachers are humans too. So my drive home is about 35 minutes, and I was listening to the Roz and Mocha podcast. And within the first 10 minutes of my drive, my mood honestly just bumped all the way up.
Oh, wow.
Deepa was reading the DMs in episode 325, and honestly, I could not stop laughing at everyone's reaction to the DM she was reading and their reactions to other people's reactions. Such a mood booster.
Wow, that's great.
That's good. How does that make you feel, Deepa?
Oh, it feels great because you never know what people are going through in their lives, and just like listening to people talk about random things or having fun conversations,
yeah,
like how that can impact somebody. So it's been great to see the feedback for it.
I always find, and I don't know because you're relatively new to the show. You're not new to the business of the world, but new to the show. And I always am so surprised when things happen in here and we really, truly enjoy them. Like, you have a great time, you laugh, everything else. But as soon as it's done, it's done. And you're kind of off to the next thing. And then that thing just sort of goes on and has a life of its own, mm-hmm, somewhere. And then somebody may discover it that day. They may discover it that, you know, the following week or whatever it is. And that sort of moment that just brought so much joy continues to do that. But I always forget that part of it, right?
Sure.
I always forget that thing will sort of live on, and then you get wonderful messages like that.
Yeah. Sorry, did that teacher leave their name? No, right?
Yeah, Lex.
Oh, Lex. Well, thank you very much, Lex, for that. Definitely appreciate you, and glad that we were able to be that mood booster that you needed today.
All right, this next question comes from Justin. Justin says, will Mocha and Dammit Maury play awkward hugs again once the pandemic is over? Podcast episode number 80.
Okay.
You said no right away. Why?
Yeah. Wait. Maury, explain to, do you know what awkward hugs is, Deepa?
No, I actually don't know what it is.
Do you remember what it is, Maury?
It was the game. It was a game where we were strapped together with like seatbelt material.
Oh. Right.
And Roz had game cards where he had to read a challenge for us to do.
So we had to give like hugs. There was one time, I think, because we were strapped together, we had to do synchronized squatting.
It sounds like a disaster already.
Oh, right. Yes.
That's nose tippies.
Right. So, yes. So they're strapped together with a seatbelt, like belly to belly, right?
Okay.
Pelvis to pelvis.
Oh, no.
And then while you're strapped together, you have to complete challenges.
Was it pelvis to pelvis or was it back to back?
No, it's front to front.
It's front to front, right?
Oh, no. Yes.
No, we need that again. No.
We should really show people. I should go over there.
Okay.
No,
we can't.
No.
Omicron. But yeah, so when they were strapped together belly to belly, they had to complete tasks and like things like touch noses. And the other one, the best one was do a squat.
No.
Yeah.
How did you do it, by the way? How did you do that?
Leg in between leg, right? So like.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
I know, right?
I'll tell you, it's one of my favorite days here.
Thank you.
Yeah. What else you got, Deepa?
This one says, I know Mocha suffers from night terrors, but what are some of the scariest dreams everyone else has had?
Well, Ron, you never remember any of your dreams, and you hate talking about dreams.
Yeah.
Damn, Maury, scariest one?
I have the same one all the time where I anger the walls, and the walls start bleeding, and I can't help myself from yelling, and as I yell, the walls come
to life. Pause. You're missing, like, you're leaving out, like, the most important part of this conversation. I don't care what the walls do. What do you do to anger the walls?
In my dream, I don't know what Matthew's woken me up because I've done this. I don't know how it sounds in real life, but I'm like,
can you believe he was about to tell this story without telling
yeah,
that
I know.
Part? Okay, so you do what?
and the walls get really upset at me.
Well, yeah.
Anyone would get upset. Okay. I have a really scary one.
Go ahead.
I was having this dream, and I was in a basement with a ventriloquist doll just sitting across from me, and there's a light swinging back and forth, and we're having a normal
conversation. Like an exposed light bulb just swinging back and forth.
Was this like recent or like back in the day?
This is maybe like 3 years ago.
Okay.
So then we're having a conversation, and all of a sudden her voice changes into this demonic growl, like the things you hear in movies,
the
right?
Ventriloquist doll's voice.
Okay. Yeah. Something along those lines.
How'd it go?
Okay. But much deeper. Yeah.
So like a cute chipmunk?
No. Okay, yeah.
Try again.
I can't.
No, just try again. Okay, wait. I'm failing to like. I really want to get into this story, even though I hate hearing about people's dreams. But I think that if me and everybody else is going to be able to get into this story, you have to do your best to replicate the sound that was coming in. Okay. Still cute, but okay.
Okay, but like ten times worse.
Okay.
So then I wake up.
Yeah.
And have sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis, if no one's ever had it, you literally cannot move.
Yeah.
You can't scream. It's terrifying. And I hear the voice in real life. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm being possessed because I cannot tell where the sound is coming from. And I shake myself out of it. And then I realize that the sound is coming from outside my bedroom window. So I crawl out of bed and I go to my window and I peep up. There is a man in a black trench coat and a black top hat standing in the middle of the street at like 3-something in the morning. There's a church across the street from where my parents live, and he has a book in his hand and he is yelling at the church and howling. And I was like, what is happening? So I go to my parents and I'm like, Mom, Dad, like, there's a man chanting outside of my room. My dad's like, what kind of shibboleth are you talking? And I was like, no, seriously, there is. So he goes and checks and he comes back. He's like, oh crap, there is a man chanting outside of Deepa's room. And he slept in my room. I slept in my parents'. And eventually the guy got on a bus and went his own way. But it was terrifying.
So hold on a second here. So your worst dream was you were woken up in the middle of the night by a guy outside.
Yeah, but like when I woke up, though, I had sleep paralysis,
right?
And it was scary. And there was a guy. Yeah. Well, anyways.
Also, the fact that in your 20s you got scared and you had to sleep with mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
Okay. But what was that sound again, though?
Find us in the DMs. These are the conversations that happen. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
Love all the DMs that you send to us every single day. Just know whatever you do send to us goes to Deepa as well.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
Okay, this is from Devon. Oh, this is such a lovely story. It says, hey, Deepa, the other day I was at the mall and I saw what looked like a homeless man walk by. He was wearing tattered clothes, covered in white paint, and also wearing flip-flops. He was also walking with a little girl beside him. It was at that point I realized that it was Ross.
Oh, no. Look at how much enjoyment she gets out of this, right?
And the girl beside him was Roxy. I was going to say hi, but remember that Roxy doesn't like it when people come up to them, so I awkwardly stared at them as they walked by. My question is, what was Roz doing at the mall covered in paint and not sporting his usual tight pants and scarf?
Yo, they're calling you out, son.
Right. First of all, screw off, okay? Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Get bent. Okay, so I shouldn't have to justify where I was, why I was there, and what I was wearing.
But
I have a pair of pants that whenever I have to paint something, I put the same pair of pants on, right? And those pair of pants have painted 40 or 50 different things in the course of the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, whatever. I had to paint something for Catherine. I also had to go to the mall. I love those pants a lot. They're actually quite comfortable. And so before I had to stop at Catherine's studio to paint her table, I just put the pants on because I quite like the pants.
Oh.
And yes, they're destroyed and completely covered in paint. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing flip-flops and it was probably about 2 degrees out.
So you remember this day?
Of course I remember this day. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
my gosh.
Right? Also, I'm just going to say that that exact same day, mm-hmm. Somebody else took a picture of me from behind and sent it to Maury. Right?
Oh, and they said, the person said, just by your posture, without even speaking to you, and just from behind and by your posture, you looked grumpy.
Right,
wait,
that I looked
the
grumpy.
Posture.
Yeah, they said, but based on my posture, I look grumpy, so they didn't come up and say hi, right? That same weekend, somebody, I was at Home Depot doing the self-checkout, and somebody sent the picture of me from behind to me.
No.
Yes.
Like DM'd it to you?
Yes.
Hey, Roz, is that
okay?
You?
Okay. But the person who DM'd it to me wasn't even the person that took it. It was their friend that took it, and then the friend sent a message saying, hey, oh I think gosh. This is Roz. Actually, I'm sure it was because he was in Home Depot wearing flip-flops when it was freezing cold out and his toenails are painted.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Why do you
oh
look
gosh.
So grumpy from behind?
I don't know. Do I have a grumpy back?
Snitches everywhere.
Right? Snitches everywhere. Right?
Do you find it creepy, though? Like, people are taking pictures of you and then sending it to you?
Whenever somebody sends me a picture of me, I'm always like, why don't you just say hi?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird,
but
right?
But would you say hi back?
Probably.
Well, that's why they don't approach you, because you probably wouldn't say hi back.
Oh, my God. Mr. Grumback over here.
Yeah.
No, I'm very wonderful when fans come up and say stuff. I'm usually okay.
Usually.
I'm usually
very
okay.
Convincing.
What else we got,
Deepo? Mark sent in this question. Actually, he sent in a picture of chocolate-covered pickles, because apparently this is the new craze, and asks, would you eat it?
A chocolate-covered pickle? Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I could.
You guys did, was it Snickers and
Snickle,
right?
Yeah.
It was Snickers and pickle.
We did it that one time.
Yeah, where you, but not, you wouldn't generally eat like chocolate-covered pickles, like you buy them in a bag.
Apricots, what's the difference?
Well,
ew,
I don't
that's
know.
That's gross. I've never had that.
Like chocolate and vinegar doesn't go well, right?
Like, yeah, no.
That bad, like sweet and salty?
Chocolate-covered pickles?
I'm not going to try that. No, thanks.
First of all, I don't like chocolate, I don't like pickles. That's not for me.
Have you got? Have you ever tried celery?
Gross.
Gross. Celery's disgusting.
Well, if you dip it in peanut butter, it might just blow your mind.
Peanut butter with celery
has
existed for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I made up something.
You thought you invented celery and peanut butter?
Yeah.
You thought you made up celery and peanut butter?
Yeah, because no one else in my family does it. And I, like, just introduced Thalal to it the other day, and he's like, what the heck is this? And I was like, it's the best thing ever. Like, I've been doing this forever.
But you've never been in a situation where you're talking to somebody else about it, or, like, you've seen, like, friends, like, school friends?
No. Never in my life.
So you thought you made it up?
Yeah. I actually thought that I made it up. Because it's like, I really enjoy
Fair
it.
Fair enough. That's fine.
You have to try mayonnaise with your celery nuts.
Oh, no. I don't think I want to do that. That does not sound good.
No, celery. First of all, celery is disgusting.
It's great.
No.
It's crunchy.
I don't like it.
It's
makes
fresh.
It makes everything taste worse.
Yeah, I don't like celery
but
at all.
But not peanut butter.
Ugh.
Diva, one more.
Okay. this one comes from Courtney.
Yeah.
Courtney says, sending love to Shem. It's a lot to start dating again after a divorce. And knowing all the stages you have to go through with someone new is exhausting, especially with the stronger boundaries he probably has from the divorce.
Yes. Shem, you want to talk about the divorce at all or no?
Man,
not today?
No, not today. I can sing, though.
Of course you can.
Shem's life is a musical. It's a musical.
Thank you for all your DMs. Keep coming in. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well. Thanks, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Deepa Prashad is here. You know her from the Roz and Mocha Show and also from our DMs.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today?
Okay, so recently people have been enjoying the podcast so much. So Ashley wrote in and said, I'm listening to episode 325 where somebody asked why Roz doesn't like Deepa on the show. Then you all find out that there are things he doesn't like about all of you. And he said the parts that he dislikes is for another DM deep dive. And so here I am for the tea.
Okay, great. First of all, don't bring up old stuff. Like, we're all past that.
I
was
past
like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. But I never said I didn't like you on the show.
No,
I said I quite liked you on the show.
You did.
You said you like her sometimes.
I sometimes do like you on the show.
So then what about the not, like, sometimes is like part of the times.
Right.
So what are the
parts.
No, no, you don't do anything that makes me dislike you on the show. Put it that way, right? It's just sometimes I'm like, I only think about you sometimes. I guess, right? No, but do you know what I mean?
Is like, it because I hurt your feelings on the show?
No, it's not because you... No, first of all, I will say this, though, that you will... The look when somebody writes something so terrible about one of us, the look on your face, like you start... You know when you see... Okay, you know when you see like a cat or like a puppy, right? And they're about to just go and their ass starts moving back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
They get the motor running. When Deepa's about to read something that's truly hurtful, her whole body starts like the engine starts going, her feet start kicking back and forth, and then she hits you with it, right? Like there's a moment of joy when you say something truly terrible. And not that I don't appreciate that, because I think I have a little bit of that in me as well.
Okay.
But when it's directed at me, not so much a fan.
I'm sorry, I'll control.
So again, I will go back to what
movements.
I said. Sometimes I like having you on the show.
I think you said you wanted me to be on the show long enough so you could see my marriage crumble.
Oh, did I say that?
So that's pretty serious, Ross.
Okay, hold on.
That sounds like a line that really stuck with Deepa.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, if I
think about it every night when I go to sleep.
Yeah. Listen, I say awful things all the time, and then I apologize. So I probably said that. I'm not saying I did.
You did.
I don't know if I did.
Yeah, I can confirm word for word you said. Word for word you said. I really want you to stick around on the show long enough for your marriage to crumble.
Yeah.
So that you and Shem can have that in common, and it would be good for the show.
Right. Yes. No. But that's a positive, though.
Do you see the joy in your face right
now?
But
No. But that's a positive.
What do you mean?
No. Come
on. Us sacrificing our happiness for the betterment of...
Don't say our, not me. You.
Whatever.
This has nothing to do with me.
End quote. Next.
So, this question says, do you have a favorite family vacation that you went on? That's a nice question.
Oh, wow. Do you have one?
I do.
Where'd you go?
Went to Guyana for the first time with Dalal. It was my cousin's wedding, and he was invited. So he came with us for the first time, and it was just really cool to see him in that environment because obviously culturally we're so different, right? Like he's Pakistani, we're Guyanese. So he
so
went.
Was it you, your parents, and your brothers?
Yes, and my brothers, all of my cousins. We all went down, and he stayed with like us and my grandparents. He stayed in my grandparents' house with us. So it's cool because he learned so much, and it was really nice to see him with our extended family. Mm-hmm. And I ended up realizing this guy is like way more Guyanese than me. Like I'm not a big dancer, right? Like West Indian people are known for being big party people. They love to dance and all that stuff. So that's a wedding. He's never heard chutney music in his life. If you have never heard chutney music and you're listening to this, Google it. It is like the most fun music ever. So he's at the reception and he's getting down. He unbuttoned the few buttons of like the top buttons from his shirt, took off his tie.
Scandal.
Wrapped it around his head.
He did the tie around the head?
He did the tie around the
head. I thought that was like a white guy exclusive.
Bro, that is like... That's a wedding at a trailer park reception at the Legion kind of stuff.
Also a Guyanese wedding, essentially, is what that was.
Do you have a favorite family vacay, Ross?
Never went on one.
What do you mean?
What about your... When you guys went, like, this past summer with the RV.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about growing up.
No, just, like, family vacation in general.
Oh, geez. Like, when I was a kid, the closest thing to a vacation we ever went on was we went to, like a family resort, like, about an hour away from where I grew up, where it was sort of like Dirty Dancing. It was, like, summer camp, but for families.
Wow.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, where, like, you go as, like, a family, and you sleep, and then you go to a mess hall to eat dinner, and, like...
Really?
Yeah, and everything else. Like, I went there when I was a kid in the 80s. That was the only vacation we ever took as a family.
Wow,
we never
really?
Went on. No, we never went. I went to Disney World when I took Roxy when she was like seven. Like I'd never been to Disney before. I'd never been anywhere. Like I otherwise traveling for work. Never been on a vacation before.
I think my favorite has to, you said Disney. It was probably when I went to Disney with my family.
Yeah. When you were how old?
I was, like 7 or 8.
Yeah. Oh, it's expensive.
These are the conversations that take place when you send us a DM. Just keep in mind that when you do send us a DM, they go to Deepa as well, and we talk about them on the radio. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, DM time. Love this segment. Love this part of the show. Love talking about the DMs that you guys send us, because anything you do DM to us, Deepa gets as well.
Okay, this first one comes from Joanna. Joanna says, episode 29, around the 30-minute mark, did Maury ever pay his bar tab?
Episode 29 of the podcast. That's like 20.
It's far. Oh,
2018.
2018, Shem.
What's the story?
I don't remember
anything
that happened back then.
What's the story, Shem?
So the story was that you guys were talking about lying, and then Roz, you call Maury into the room because, well, Maury has trouble with the truth. And and Maury told the story about him going to a staff party of another company,
yeah,
and he got to dancing, he opened a tab, he got drunk, forgot to pay his tab, and hasn't paid it. Well,
oh,
since.
Oh,
when it comes to that.
Do you remember that?
In fact, damn, I remember this. It was not only, it was not just a tab, it was a debit tab, which you guys have never heard of. So they would just print off receipts and stuff like that, and then I was to pay with debit after. But I put all the receipts in my pocket,
right,
went home, I sent them a DM when I got home saying, oh my God, I forgot. And they said, oh, just swing by whenever you get a chance, and I never did.
How much did you owe them?
It, from what I recall, it was something like $150,
$180.
Oh. So no is the answer, right?
Oh, do you? Oh, no. No, I didn't know if that was the question.
What,
yes,
was, the,
no,
what was the name of the place again?
Oh, we never said.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I
thought I'd try. I thought I'd try.
Almost got him.
Okay, I almost got him. Thank you.
You had to think about it for a second.
So the answer is no. Maury from 2018 never paid that bar tab.
Wow.
The statute of limitation is passed.
No, it's called interest. It's actually more than that now.
Yeah. By thousands.
Yeah.
Hi, Deepa, what else?
Okay, this one comes from Sergio. Hey, Roz and Mocha, hands down my favorite show ever. I listen to your podcast every day on my daily 2-hour commute, and it always makes my day.
Wow.
Love the deep dive segments, even though I think Deepa's laugh is annoying.
Oh.
God, it is annoying. I agree. And the new vented moments are hilarious. Roz has been my favorite since day one because he's just simply the best. And P.S., Maury is the worst person ever to talk about Portuguese food.
Oh.
I'm Portuguese, and I cringe at how he describes the most wonderful food we have in Portugal. He should be banned from talking about anything Portuguese.
I heard that they were trying to ban him from Portugal.
Like what this guy said, or in general?
In
like,
general.
What do you mean?
There was a thing where they were like, there, we got a letter where they didn't want Maury to go back to Portugal.
You're lying.
No. The prime minister sent a note.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
He'd been there twice. He'd been there twice, and we got a letter. No joke. Because they only knew him from where he worked, right? Because, you know, Maury, he goes to a place, starts shooting his mouth off. Mr. Big Shot, right? Mm-hmm. So they only knew him from where he worked. And literally, there was a minister. I don't know what it was, like a minister, senator. I don't know what they have in Portugal, right?
I thought it was prime minister.
Yeah. No.
They have
no,
a president. They have a president.
No. But, and then they sent, I don't know who they talked to, they sent the letter.
What did the letter say?
Asking him not to return.
Why?
Because.
Maury, what did you do in Portugal?
Nothing that he hasn't done here.
Not pay that bar tab.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But like, it's pretty serious if you have a minister.
Yes.
Reaching out to the show, being like, don't ever send him back here.
Right. It never happened, Deepa.
What?
None of it.
Men!
Maury almost blew it because you see how much of a bad of a liar Maury
is?
I
know.
Right? I'm on a roll. And Maury comes in. Actually, it's the president. That almost blew the whole thing. Almost blew the whole
thing.
No,
lie.
No, no. It almost blew the whole thing.
Oh my
you're
God.
Gonna tell me how to lie.
Yes, I am, because you're a terrible liar. That's why I have my back to you.
I've gone through my whole life.
I'm like, you've gone through your whole life getting busted in for lying.
Oh, facts.
Oh my God.
Look at Deepa's face right now.
Okay,
also,
sorry,
Catherine
Deepa.
Catherine has to be very concerned because you're a damn good liar.
I know,
Roz.
but I try not to.
Okay.
Yes. What else we got, Deepa?
This next one comes from Aries. Aries says, hi, Deepa, and the rest of you people.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever... Oh, yes.
What do you mean, you people?
And you people. have you ever gone through old Twitter or the Facebook posts and just cringed? Like this one from Kiss back in 2011. This is a tweet.
Okay.
From the Kiss account, okay?
Oh,
it
God,
says, hashtag Roz and Mocha. Ladies!
Oh, no. Stop.
What?
Hold on.
Is
this going to get us canceled?
Yeah.
Is this going to get us canceled?
No.
Go ahead. Okay, read it.
Going through
okay.
old tweets? Are
yeah.
you sure?
Yeah. Okay,
it's
read
fine.
It. Read it. Read
I
it.
I vetted
it
myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies, Mocha is all dressed up with nowhere to go. Best offer wins a date with Mocha. Kidding. Or are we? Were you married? 2011. No, you weren't married yet.
No.
So were you using
your
job to get dates?
No, but you know what the weird thing was? Is I think Mocha was the one that would write the tweets back then.
Not that one. Why would I write that one?
I never worked the station
it
Twitter.
It would have been Dan Amore.
Were you here then?
Yeah, Amore was here.
You were here in 2011?
Oh, Amore. No. Yo, the look on his face. Know, he looks so sad just now when you didn't even know when he started with us.
Yeah, that would have been Amore. Was there any spelling mistakes in it?
No.
Then that was Mocha.
No, okay.
Where would I be going, though, that I'm, like, looking for ladies?
You literally, you or whoever, you probably said, best offer wins a date. So what kind of offers would you have been looking for from listeners?
I have no idea.
Jeez.
Were there any replies?
No.
Oh.
Zero likes, zero retweets, zero comments back.
After how many years? After 10 years? Okay, so after a decade, there's been a... See what I mean? Look at her face right now. Look at Deepa. Look at how much joy she gets out of this.
Thanks,
right?
Deepa. Oh, because nobody wants me.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Oh, look at her. See what I'm... This is what I'm saying.
Nobody wanted 2011 Mocha.
Right.
You know, listen, can we retweet it now?
I mean, you could have probably...
No, don't retweet it now.
Your job or something. So it's good that no one liked it or commented.
All right,
or
next.
Wanted a date.
Deepa.
Anyway, it's a bad idea to go through the old tweets.
Okay, this one comes from Jenny. Jenny says, just want to thank you guys for being awesome. I'm currently a nursing student in my final stretch before I graduate, and I've been working full time. You guys have made my drive home from night shift so much easier, and I just want to say thank you for all of the laughs.
Aw, that's very nice, Jenny. Thank you so much for listening, and glad to be a part of your day and your evening and your weekends and, like, all the time that you listen. Love, much love to you. These are the conversations.
Also, best offer gets a date with
you.
Shut up. Stop. Why you got bring up old stuff? Keep sending those DMs in to us because Deepa gets them as well, and we talk about them on the radio.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
All right, friends, keep in mind, whatever you DM to us goes to Deepa as well, including all the funny memes. I got a lot of, like, wrestling memes, too.
Yeah.
We talk about them on the radio.
What do we got today, Deepa?
Okay, this one says, listening to the podcast, forgot what episode it was, but Roz was talking about putting together an IKEA PAX unit in 2 hours. Can you please tell him I'll hire him next time? Took me 12 hours to put mine together.
12 hours.
That's no. Excessive.
No. I don't do it for hire.
You don't?
No.
Would you consider
it? You think I part-time put IKEA stuff together?
As a side hustle, like, no,
like I need the extra money.
Like, yeah, like I need the extra money. Like,
by your wardrobe, it looks like you could use a little bit of extra money.
Oh no. Oh no.
I'm sorry, but jacket every day. Or is it a different one, but they're all just black? I don't know.
It's the same jacket. Who goofs on somebody for wearing the same jacket? Like, in what world do you care what jacket I wear?
I care a lot about what jacket you wear.
Why?
Because I look at all the videos and I'm like, oh, it's the same jacket again, Roz.
Because it's a jacket.
But anyways, you're
not gonna
make...
You know what I mean? Deepa is like the kid that would, like, you know, comment on your clothes and stuff like that.
No, yeah. I wouldn't.
This is what those kids grow up into. Right?
Wow. Deepa.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right,
those
next.
Kids have a bright future ahead of them, let me tell you. Okay. Oh, this one's so good. Okay, this comes from Natalie. Roz loves the deep dive and also loves when fans message with title recommendations. So this person has a bunch of title recommendations, okay? So
with what recommendations?
Title recommendations.
Oh, title.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So instead of calling it DM Deep Dive.
Are we changing the name?
We might.
Oh.
If you guys like these ones.
No, I won't like them.
Well, I haven't told them to
Doesn't
yet.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, let me try. First one is...
Yo, Ross, so suspect right now. Look at this.
It's like he doesn't want me to say the titles.
Okay,
go ahead.
First one is Roast Roz with Deepa.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew what was going to happen, right? I could see the motor started running when Deepa's about to say something awful. She has no control. Like, her limbs start
awful?
Going crazy. Like, she starts bouncing up and down in her chair. I can see her feet. They start kicking back and forth. Go ahead.
Okay, there's still more.
Yeah, go.
Sweetest Deepa Roz vent.
Yeah, okay.
Or Deepa Roz roast.
Okay, yeah. No, again.
I think all three.
DM Deep Dive is the best name.
Yeah, again, I'm going to say, what's this person's name?
Natalie.
Natalie, we're going to come up. We're going to take care of all the, like, the creative and fun things. Okay.
I thought Natalie had some very fun and creative ideas.
No, they were dumb.
Which was your favorite out of the three?
I like roast Roz with Deepa.
Yeah. See? See what I'm saying? Right? Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that one's a good one.
Words hurt.
Straight up joy.
Yeah, right. Straight up joy.
All right, Deepa, what else we got?
Word okay. bullets. I'm riddled full of holes right now.
Okay, this one comes from Rodrigo. Hey, you guys are so awesome. My radio dial has dust on it. It hasn't been moved in years and years. It literally just stays on the station. Roz, keep being a smooth, cool dude.
Thanks.
Aw.
Thanks.
Do you still get annoyed when people call you smooth, cool dude?
I don't get annoyed by anything anymore.
Really?
That's not true
you
at all.
You sound annoyed right now.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Maybe I've just never been not annoyed, right? Like, maybe I'm just constantly annoyed.
You're even annoyed in your sleep.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Also, how would you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I wake up. I wake up like this every morning, Deep. I wake up like this. Like, my eyes are closed, my head is on my pillow.
Yeah.
And when my eyes open, I wake up and I go.
I can actually envision that.
Not surprising at all.
Not surprising.
Yo, keep these DMs coming in. We love talking about them. We love reading them on the radio. Whatever you send to us goes to Deepa as well. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.